Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan as we kick off hour number three of Peace-a-thon from the 214. I just want to come out in the shop with you guys all day. I'm going to leave my wife at home. She's always had a crush on Derek. I'd really hate to have to kick his ass during such a peaceful event. Now, that is the kind of vibe that I'm looking for. And right now, we welcome two new people to the table. We have got Carter Freeman, who will be here with us for the hour. Our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. Now, Mickey, we have to ask you one thing, and I don't know if we've ever been this direct about it. Are you familiar with our segment at 1:30 on Fridays called Masterpiece of the Week, when we take the things that people have said frequently out of context and replay them?
I had somebody tip me off on that.
So
I knew it.
Usually 1:30 on Friday, I'm hard at work.
You have become quite the folk hero of that segment, because just the sports terminology has been corrupted by
us 15-year-old brains.
Yeah. And not just us, by other people in the language lexicon, where so many things have been corrupted for meaning what they didn't used to mean. You know what I'm saying?
And I was told about it, and he said, you know, he said, I think at times they think you're playing games and doing it on purpose. And I said, I'm not that smart.
So
I was convinced a couple years ago. I was like, I think he knows, and he wants to win. He's competitive. I was like, Mickey's a competitive guy. He gets his bike, and he rides out in Oxnard every time.
That is true. So for the longest time, I was like, there's no way. And then so many people texted it in, and now you bring them information, but they're also like, did you hear that? He did that on purpose. He did that on purpose. And so it has become like a very amusing part of all of that, is how many people have jumped in on like, no, I know fun making.
They're listening
he's
for that.
He's doing some stuff.
So it's a word or so that I throw out that
yeah.
I'm not expecting.
And honestly, each Masterpiece of the Week will start with your entry.
But
generally,
well,
I feel like they're the leadoff batter for Masterpiece of the Week.
I can live in infamy with something, right?
People love it. It is a super positive, for sure, for sure. Now, we have talked about this quite a bit. What's the practice situation for people who are not familiar, practice or lack thereof situation, when you have the Sunday to Thursday turnaround? Like, I know they have practices, but like, how much actual physicality is happening in the week leading into the Thanksgiving game?
We could take part in the practices.
Heck yeah.
Hey, let's go, DJ.
I've seen Kevin kick a field goal. I don't know if we want him to do that.
Oh, that's
basically
a good point.
On Monday, it's a walkthrough. Yesterday, it was they had helmets on for the first part of practice, and then they took them off.
Right.
right?
They're like, that's
and
too
then
much.
Today will be another walkthrough.
Okay.
So basically, it's mental preparation. They try to keep the guys off their feet as much as possible, knowing it's a short turnaround, especially since the NFL gifted them a Monday night game before they play Sunday, Thursday, Thursday.
Thanks a lot. As if that wasn't compacted
Monday,
enough.
Monday, right, yeah.
I think Schottenheimer termed it yesterday as we were blessed with a Monday night game. So, yeah, they keep them off their feet. And basically, I remember Jimmy Johnson's philosophy on that quick turnaround Sunday to Thursday was always put everything you can into winning the Sunday game and then hope your talent gets you through Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to, and the mental preparation, because you're not physically, you're still trying to recover. Because if you think about it, if it was a normal week, you don't practice till Wednesday after a Sunday game. Thursday's probably the big practice, and then you taper off Friday, walk through on Saturday. And they do, they used to, by the way, the walk through before the game, they used to go on a charter flight. Say they were going to Philadelphia.
Right.
They would leave on Saturday. They would go straight from the flight to the stadium and do a walkthrough in the stadium.
Wow.
Right? So wherever they were going to get everybody used to the atmosphere and, you know, just look around and do their walkthrough. I remember one year they showed up, and I think it was Philadelphia, and the gates were all locked. Shocking,
of course,
right?
Of course it was Philadelphia.
Yeah, just an accident.
And the Philly fans are out there throwing eggs and rocks at you.
So they ended up doing the walkthrough in a parking lot, right?
That's crazy.
And then sometimes,
as Jason Garrett used to say,
if it was bad weather, they do it in a ballroom at the hotel, right? Now they do it, and it changed 20-some years ago. Whatever.
Right.
They do it at wherever their practice facility is before they leave to go to the charter flight. So, yeah.
Do you then scheme to talent? Because it doesn't feel like you can do a whole new game plan.
They have the game plans already set. They'll do it a week ahead of time.
Okay.
They'll work extra. Fortunately for them this time, the bye was kind of close to it.
Yeah.
So the coaching staff can do all that work and then just present it to the players. Because somebody asked Dak, did you already start preparing for the Thursday game, maybe the Saturday before your Sunday game against the Eagles? He goes, no. He goes, I got in my mind what we're doing for Sunday. I don't want to
get confused.
With stuff down the road. So, yeah, it's more of a mental preparation and getting guys' bodies right.
So with that in mind, do you think from a logistical perspective, the Cowboys would much prefer, obviously, the Sunday Thanksgiving turnaround and then going back to Thursday where you get the mini bye right after that, as opposed to, obviously, now they've been going
now
Thursday.
Playing again.
Yeah. Thursday to Thursday.
Yeah, and you can think about it. A couple of years ago when they had the Sunday game, it was an away game.
Right.
Okay, that's bad enough. Then it was an away game on the East Coast, which means – then it was an away game at night on the East Coast. So by time you get back, you've already forfeited Monday.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're not getting home to 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, okay, let's go. Wednesday, well, we got to taper off. And so, yeah, I've always said, and I think I've told you guys this before, especially this year, when the schedule came out, with the 6 straight games starting with the Eagles against teams that had played in the playoffs last year, that the computer was giggling, right? we got you.
No, I'm with you.
So now it's only 5 straight because the Commanders have a losing record.
Can I ask one more about like the logistics and health of everybody? I know there were positive signs, like in terms of Pickens went from, you know, would not have participated to limited, but like, how are we feeling about the health of the team and the quick turnaround? Because, and I know we'll probably learn a lot today, but you Pickens and Turpin offensively, Carson, Clowney, Fowler, Hooker, Osa, Donovan, Wilson defensively. I know that's not to say they're all going to miss the game, but how are you feeling health-wise going into tomorrow?
I think the guys you just mentioned, if I remember correctly, they were all limited.
Yes, all of them.
So,
yes, correct.
Pickens did what everybody else did. Turpin did what everybody else did. The rest of the guys, I think it was just to get them off their feet. I think the only guy that's going to miss the game is Tyler Guyton.
Okay.
He's got a high ankle sprain, and he hasn't done anything all week.
Okay.
So chances are he's not going to make it back, which means Nate Thomas probably going to start. Well, will start. At left tackle, which is, to me, not a bad thing.
I think Nicky's been on that most of the year. So
we're in lockstep
with him.
Now we'll find out.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But this will be his at least he started a game already,
yeah.
So, which was his first start since 2023 when he was at Louisiana.
Wow.
Because he missed all last year on IR. And even his last year at Louisiana, he played through a knee injury that he didn't realize was as bad as it was, that needed postseason scope surgery. I don't think he got invited to the combine, and he couldn't do any workouts for anybody because of the knee surgery he had.
Man.
So I go
worked out for us.
So did that kind of cause you to go to the seventh round? He goes, well, yeah, I don't know. He said I had pretty good career there until I had to play through that. So a little bit of toughness from him.
Interesting. Yesterday we were on remote, and during the Schottenheimer presser, I didn't really get to listen because we had a lot of Tolos talking to us. Has Shoddy talked much about Kansas City and his relationship with them? And is he a little – this has got to be kind of a nostalgic year for him
all over.
Yeah,
it is. It came up in the press conference, and he was talking about how I think when the Cowboys had last played Kansas City around this Thanksgiving, it was 95, and he said he was busy in college. And they were getting ready to play. So he's at Florida. I forgot who they said they were playing. And so it would have been ball coach was the head coach.
Spurrier.
Right? And he said Spurrier had a dinner for the players before the game because I think it was in that Thanksgiving area time. And he said, yeah, and he goes, and I think he goes, yeah, coach, he knew I wasn't going to play, so I got to drink a beer at the dinner, right? So, yeah. I think it would have been Thanksgiving. But he would refer to his time when his dad was the head coach of the Chiefs and, you know, his time around it. And what he learned from other quarterbacks that they had going through. McCarthy was there, too, with him.
Yeah.
He kind of knew Shoddy before, you know, Shoddy became Shoddy, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, I brought you guys some gifts. Either give them away or if somebody wants to pay for them. It is the 2025 Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Yearbook.
Okay. Oh!
Thank you. How about that?
Right. Corey, let us know what your donation will be for these.
DJ,
I'm going to let you borrow one. He says, that's really awesome. Yeah, that's very nice.
Thank you very much.
See what you can do with it. And this will tell you how well this sold. In 1997, myself and three guys that covered at the time, the Redskins, we wrote a book, The 20 Greatest Plays in Cowboy Redskins History, up until right? And it sold so well. How many years later is this? 38?
Yeah.
I still have a copy.
Oh.
So I brought it to you guys.
Oh, right? Yes.
And
sorry, cheerleaders. I'm most excited about that.
So you can do what you want with it.
That's
if
so
somebody
cool.
wants to pay
Carter's
you
like,
for
hey,
it.
I want to
so cool.
see that.
Yeah. Would you
I'll
sign it?
It for yeah. them, absolutely, while I'm here. And I know one of the chapters is the 74 game when Staubach got hurt. And they had to bring in the backup quarterback that no one ever heard of. And he ends up throwing two touchdown passes. And so it's one of the chapters here. And
that's
I remember
so cool.
being in Washington, D.C. It was around Thanksgiving. We were at a place, and some guy started talking with us, and he told us he was this great growing up Redskins fan, right? And he goes, and to this day, and this probably would have been early 2000s maybe, he said, to this day, I still get sick at Thanksgiving because of that Clint Longley came in and ruined my Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
I'm glad it happened.
So I'm glad that you said that because, like, I think we all understand, or, like, people who grew up in the Metroplex understand they've watched the Cowboys. It's been part of their holiday. But for you, like, football takes up, I'm assuming, pretty much your entire Thanksgiving day. Can you tell us how entrenched Dallas Cowboys football is with your Thanksgiving?
Well, I told this story. I hope I didn't tell it to you guys yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Growing up, you know, we have a big Thanksgiving family get-together, right? You're Italian.
Yeah.
Everybody shows up. And so we would be at my aunt's house. She would cook the turkey. Everybody traded off holidays, right?
This yes, did, we do that did, too. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, they would always serve dinner and it'd be in the middle of the afternoon or early, whatever. And I was like, okay, there's football games on. Can I get I'm done eating.
Right,
you know,
right.
My excuse.
It's true.
So I got to go upstairs to where the TV was. And back then, remember, we only had one TV in each house.
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
True.
There wasn't multiple. Yeah. There certainly wasn't one down in the basement.
Flip
where
the circle dial.
Was.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, okay, Mickey can go up and, you know, he's got to watch football. So I go up and watch. Next thing I know, one by one, my uncles start coming up there, right? And I'm going, how'd you guys get away? And they said, oh, we just told them, you know, we're going to go keep Mickey company, right? Well, they came up and fell asleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, by the way, Corey, you might need to flip through that book quickly.
Okay.
Somebody just offered us $250 for that book.
This
thing's
amazing.
No way. Yeah.
And that
so,
means that,
not us, the
that
charity.
Right. Sign it right
I got
now.
It.
There you go.
And I will sign it for whoever ends up getting it. But so we decided, or the guys in Washington decided that this would be a cool thing to kind of explain the rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, back in the day there, it was Cowboy Week.
Yes.
And the whole place would go nuts, right, getting ready for the Cowboy game.
I still know people like that.
And you know, in Dallas, it wasn't, oh, it's Redskin Week. But there was some paranoia because they didn't trust Coach Allen because he was always going to be spying on you. Heck so
yeah.
When they had the practice facility over at Forest and Abrams.
Oh, man.
It was one field, right? Just
yeah.
One field. The facility was it looked like a corrugated transmission repair shop, right? Because the first time I went there, they told me, okay, this is where it's at. Now, you're going to drive. It doesn't have an address on it. There's no, you know, sign that says Dallas Cowboys. But you're going to see fancy cars. And as you're just about to drive past it, that's it.
It's like a hole in the wall restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, and look for the Pizza Inn or whatever
yes.
The pizza place.
That's how I get directions.
Right.
Corey knows that.
And
yeah.
So it's one field, an outdoor, somewhat weightlifting area. And behind it, I want to say it was a Days Inn.
Wow.
Well, when they were playing the Redskins, they were paranoid that George Allen was going to spy. So they bought out all the rooms on the second floor.
Amazing.
Right? Tech Schramm didn't want any hijinks going on to make sure no one was buying rooms to spy on them in practice.
So whenever the pizza place instead.
Yeah. So whenever you heard all the Belichick stuff, you're like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Not, this ain't new, brother.
No, no. Like, it was going on way back there. And Everson Walls, who does the podcast with us on DallasCowboys.com, he grew up kind of in that area, right? And he would tell the stories how they'd all ride their bikes to that area, and they would lift themselves up on the fence and kind of get their chins on the top of the fence to be able to watch practice. Yeah.
Well, Mickey, two more quick things. Another person texted in, a different person than the original offer, and said, hey, Corey, I'm going to need you to close my book because I'm coming to get it. And then also from the 903, man, I just love Mickey and everything that he does for the show. Happy Thanksgiving, sir. I know you don't always get access to those texts.
Well, I appreciate that. And one of the neat things in the book was we were able to not only go back and research and look stuff up, players were willing to do interviews for us.
That's cool.
To remember back. And the funny thing is most of them remembered, like, the good things.
Yeah.
And the bad things, it was a foggy, I don't know if I quite, you know, it was pretty funny.
Success has many parents, but failure is an orphan.
And the fun thing in the book, the opening chapter, I got to do it and do the research, was coming up with why this rivalry began, right?
Okay.
How did it start?
Yeah.
Well, and you guys might have heard the story, but back in the day, George Preston Marshall, who was the owner of the Redskins at the time, his wife's favorite song was the song they played before every game, Hail to the Redskins.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Well, when the Cowboys were petitioning to get the franchise, they needed his vote to be able to get enough votes to from the NFL owners to get the franchise. So Clint Merkison knew that he didn't want the Cowboys to get a franchise in 60. He wanted it in 61. So Clint Merkison found out where the song was stored or whatever.
Shut up.
And he went and bought the rights to it.
Genius.
Right? He
bought
the
rights to it. That is
leverage.
Smart.
I love it.
And so when he talked to him about if you're going to have the vote and everything, he goes, well, you know, if you don't vote, you're not going to be able to play your song. What do you mean? Well, I just bought the rights to the song.
That level of pettiness is what I appreciate.
That's how it started, right?
And then
it just went on and on and on.
I've never heard that story before.
There was a lot of hijinks going on because all of a sudden when Lyndon Johnson became the vice president, and then the president, all these people from Texas came to Washington, D.C. to work in his administration.
Yeah.
So it was cowboy fans. Well, they had a bunch of guys that were, what do you call the people that help promote an agenda or something?
Oh, lobbyists.
Lobbyists.
Yeah.
So they're all in Dallas, in D.C., and they decided they were going to punk the Redskins before Christmas, because they would have a big deal where they had Santa on some sort of wagon and these dogs would come out and pull it. And so the night before they actually did this, and they were called the Chicken Club, they went and they snuck into RFK and they sprinkled like chicken feed all over the field. And then they actually snuck in chickens and they hid them under the tarp, right? And they were going to let the chickens out so they would go after the feed and scare the dogs and maybe tip over Santa Claus, right? They actually got the chickens in the stadium, and at some point before the game, some guards walking around, and the chickens are clucking, right? And it's like, what the F?
It's the most 1960s prank.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, my gosh.
And they got busted, right? And
yeah.
It's like, okay,
the chickens gave them away.
Yeah. Oh,
well, the next year, they were at their hotel, and payback's hell, right? And so they had a kind of a room, big room, where they would have all the people and the guests and everything, reception room. And the Redskin people snuck an ostrich into the closet.
Jeez.
Right?
That does not feel easy to do.
And they
closeted ostrich.
Well, probably their people had the hotel, right? And they opened the door, and all of a sudden this ostrich.
That's terrifying.
Imagine telling that story? That person would think you're insane. You're like, yep, we got a situation down here. Open up the closet, and an ostrich came out. And they're like, all right, Harry, you've been drinking.
And I did all this story to make sure I got it right, because Tex Schramm was the one that, you know, kind of told it to me. And then after it came out, Joe Bailey, who was the Cowboys' vice president, his dad was one of the orthopedic surgeons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Okay, yeah. So he was with them as a kid, right? Yeah. Would go to training camp, everything. And I was telling him the story, and he goes, well, why didn't you call me? I go, what do you mean? He goes, I was a kid back then, like 12 years old, and I was part of the group that snuck the chickens into the stadium.
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal.
So anyway, that's the opening chapter.
That's just the opening chapter,
just
dude.
The beginning.
Yeah. All right. Well, the other two people that want it, you're going to have a bidding war because I am going to want in on that as well. Mickey, thank you so, so much for coming out, hanging out with us. We love having you on the show.
Well, I think what you guys are doing is great.
Thank you.
You know, listening to all the things coming in, and you know, everybody's got Thanksgiving Day stories, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, I've been doing this since 84. I think I missed one.
Wow.
It was 88. I was doing the Olympics, and they said,
that's right.
You can have the
team. I remember you told us that because I thought, I was like, that's such a flex. He was like, I can't be there. I'm doing the Olympics. I'll catch you around.
Maybe next time.
I'm in Korea. Sorry, whatever.
Or just got back. One of the two.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
So, anyway, well, I'm glad to join you guys. I was thinking, I'm going, I haven't seen those guys since training camp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And talk to them every day.
Yeah. It is a weird dynamic. Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Good sir. Mickey
Carry
Spagnuolo.
On. You guys are doing great.
DallasCowboys.com. And now we have Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders magazines and his book, which it sounds like we've already got a competition breaking out for
that. Was awesome.
That. Coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to Carter Freeman. And I really thought the Campus Connection was going to be about this weekend's matchups and rivalry week, but it's a sad day for UNT football. We will do that next, live from RJ Dukes on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Jarrett Sandler coming up in about 10 minutes. We're going to do the Campus Connection with Carter Freeman at 9 o'clock. But right now, I just wanted to run through some perhaps Thanksgiving prop bets and get y'all's thoughts on this.
I'm just revisiting the Cowboys Cheerleader magazine Mickey stopped and dropped off.
Oh, wait, so. I want to see that.
Yeah, give me just a
look. We got another copy over here.
You wait your turn.
So we got Derek Holland with us all show long. We got Carter Freeman with us. You got the Chiefs and the Cowboys, which you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan, of course. Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions. Which one do you think will be the highest scoring combined game of the day?
I think Ravens Lions. I seriously think that.
Well, that is actually not one of the options.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bengals Lions.
Guys, if you could put down the cheerleading magazines for just we did.
We there you go,
did.
Derek. All right, I'm back here.
It's Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, Ravens, and Packers Lions.
All right, Packers Lions is not going to be a high scoring affair. No, I don't think so at all.
Oh, okay.
Because the Packers right now, their defense is good. I do think, though, that their offense is still struggling to figure out what they're doing.
And something still seems off about Lamar. I know he said he's fine.
And maybe that works for the Lions' offense then, because that could be a thing there. So I don't know. I don't think that one's going to be a high-scoring affair at all.
If there is anybody who thinks this, Carter, 8.5-1 on your money if you think the Bengals will be the highest scoring team of the day tomorrow.
I mean, I feel like the Bengals, you got Jamar Chase coming back, and with Joe Flacco and Burrow as well, they've managed to score points. Like, that's never been the problem.
Yes.
They're losing games 50-48, right?
So, yes,
with Joe Flacco.
Their defense is so bad that it might make Lamar finally look good, and then Derrick Henry still exists and has had a really good game last week against the Jets. So of the three of these games, I wouldn't hate that one to be the highest scoring if I'm throwing money on
8.5-1.
I feel like it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm down for a Thursday night barn burner, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be Navy at Memphis. I'm surprised that wasn't the game that we're talking about, the only college game of the day. But I can go with Bengals-Ravens as the highest scoring.
All right. Now, you guys are going to have to use your combined brain power for this. I told you there's three NFL football games tomorrow. How many, what would put your over-under for touchdowns scored tomorrow? By all of the teams total.
All right,
and scoot your chair.
I'm sorry. let's see. I'm going to presume.
If you hear the laughter in here, it's a happening at RJ Dukes. Somebody was trying to get by Corey, and right then he decided to lean his chair off.
I did not see her out of my peripheral. I was actually turned around looking at you.
I really hung you out to dry.
Six touchdowns per game, all right? And you said there could be maybe up to three games.
Well, there are three games.
So six.
It's not a.
to be determined right, situation.
I'm going with 18.
All right. What say you?
I like the high number, but I want to go with 22.
Okay. Carter?
I'll go higher.
I'll go a little lower because it's just a couple days after their last games. They don't get the full week, so maybe give me 16.
Well, you guys are all wasting your time after Corey answered because he hit it right on the money.
I know math.
18 touchdowns.
Lean back in your chair screen. And block
how
people.
What? Oh, did he? Yeah. Okay, I hid this answer.
That's why he was trying to play it off.
I can't see that, dude. How?
Yeah, he couldn't see the person like 1 foot behind him.
Well, that's because he wasn't.
I mean, he doesn't have eyes in the back of his head. He couldn't see.
True.
He's facing
that is
you.
Valid.
How many he was field looking goals? At your screen?
But
cheater.
I did math. So
how many field goals then?
Does that count as extra point?
Four.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna say.
Did
three.
You just ask if a field goal counts as an extra point?
I just want to make sure. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm going to say three potentially, two and a half per game. And then, Kevin, you said they're up to three games?
There are three games, not up to.
I'm going to say
it's
nine.
Not a sale.
I'm going to say nine.
I thought you said two and a half per game. How did you get nine?
Because I said three first. And then okay. I reduced it. And I didn't know how to multiply two and a half by up to three games.
Derek?
Is that seven and a half?
Yes, but you said nine.
Okay. Seven. Go with 7.5, boys.
Don't.
I feel like the Green Bay game's going to have quite a few field goals. I do feel like we're going to have a lot of field goals in the Kansas City and Dallas game, but also a high-scoring game. Baltimore and Cincinnati, not so much. I think that's just going to be a high-scoring game, period. I'm going to go with 10.
Ooh. Carter?
I feel like I shouldn't, like, Corey did such hard work to get to 9.
He did.
And not use it, so I'm going to go with 9.
Okay, the answer is 10.5. Good job.
Look at you.
Derek. Look at Derek. Mathematical power.
Nice.
How many of them will be Brandon Aubrey field goals, though?
Just one to win the game from 58 yards.
I'd say two.
Okay, that's fine. I'd take that as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, we talked about how we're raising money from My Possibilities and the Sandlot Children's Charity. Coming up next, we will talk with the man who started the latter charity, Jared Sandler, right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, let's bring on the man who has started the Sandlot Children's Charity, as I have run into a catastrophe over here with my headset that's going to get worse before it gets better. It is the aforementioned Jared Sandler. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going? I'm glad. I'm honored to follow Mickey. He's not the opening act, right? He's the headliner. It's just an honor to be in the same hour as the great Mickey Spagnuolo.
Thank you, Jared. I really Kevin's headset. Turn the headset off,
press
dude.
Press that button, please.
Just push the button so it's okay. Jared, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And it is early this morning. I know it's but you get up at like 5:30 and you're already hit the gym and doing your thing. So thanks again for hopping on. I know y'all got a big event coming up here soon, but you've always been so supportive of this.
Yeah, today is about us.
Yeah, Jared. You've always been very supportive of this. Every year you would come in completely inebriated and then have a really good time with us and then do a show and then go run a turkey trot. But we always appreciate your time, man. So how are things going right now for you?
I miss that. I was thinking about that yesterday, actually, how the idea of going out until like 3 a.m. and drunkenly finding my way into the 11th floor to go get pizza. I would take an entire box of pizza, eat it, pass out on that nasty ass couch. Wake up, drunkenly invite myself back on air, and then do a show with Chris Arnold before going to do the turkey trot. I mean, it was like, that sounds so miserable right now.
You would just come in and be like, hey, guys, just crying.
It was great. It was one of the highlights because at that point we were delirious. And we needed something to spark us, and
dude,
you were that spark.
For sure. 4 a.m. drunk Jared definitely gave me what I needed to get through, like, the last 2 hours of the show.
Now, Jared, one of the things that we decided to do this year is we decided to expand the portfolio a little bit, and it's not just My Possibilities that benefits this year. It's also we're going to help you guys out at the Sandlot, and I just – what you guys have, what y'all are, have been doing, the events, one that I don't think it's like none other out there. But how much can what we're doing today help what you guys serve?
Well, it can help a ton. And, you know, I truly mean this regardless of, and I've shared this with you before Sandlot even came into the picture, what you guys do is, you know, a lot of what inspired me to start Sandlot, right? The ability that people in our industry can take their platform and use it to impact the community. You know, it's really admirable, and I have so much appreciation for what you guys do. And I'm very grateful that you guys decided to, you know, open your doors to the Sandlot this year. You know, we're trying to do some stuff beyond just the grants that we've offered up to several incredible organizations, including My Possibilities, and mm-hmm. including My Possibilities again this year. We're excited to support My Possibilities. I think they've received that email. So if they haven't, then
yep.
some news just broke. We're trying to do something that's going to bring the community together, and you know, and bring a facility that is going to be for people of all ability types, that is going to promote inclusion, that is going to promote health and wellness, and provide opportunities for athletics and active programming. And it's a big endeavor. We've got the right person leading the charge. Her name is Adrienne Majors. You guys may or may not know her.
What?
Jared. Yeah, I know.
Do you remember that?
What's that?
Do you remember that time when that news wasn't official and you mentioned it to us in a text that I was included in, and then I acted like I had no idea what you were talking about, and you were like, I mean, what?
I remember
that. Well, that that news was official. Big free agent signing for Sandlot a few months ago, and so anyway. You know, your support not only is going to help My Possibilities and all the amazing things they're doing, but this year we're incredibly grateful that the support of the Tolos will also go towards our efforts at Sandlot, and we're just so appreciative. And I'll say this too, to the Tolos, the way you guys have supported Sandlot is a large reason why we're able to do what we do, and the support that the Tolos have shown you guys over the years is truly remarkable, and we're so lucky to have a sports community that you know, that full of people with hearts that want to give back, and I know I speak for you guys when I say that we're all so grateful for the support of our listeners.
Hey, Jared, if enough people donate, will you tell them who's going to play second base for the Rangers next year?
I wish I had that answer. I think you know, it was interesting. Chris Young identified 5 internal candidates. Josh Smith, Ezekiel Duran, Michael Hellman, Cody Freeman, and Sam Haggerty. And then also, you know, left the door open for, hey, you know, maybe there's someone who's not currently in the organization. And I don't think that's him just trying to give the politically correct answer. I'm sure that they've got person who it's like, if the season started today, it would be fill in the blank. And my guess is it's Josh Smith. But I think that there's going to be so much more maneuvering that, you know, maybe Josh Smith ends up filling a spot elsewhere. And so now you know, maybe it is an external guy, or maybe Ezekiel Duran does step up, or maybe Michael Hellman has a great camp and, you know, he's the guy. So I really think that that's a position that we'll have more clarity on in a few months, because I don't think that the trade, the Brandon Nimmo, Marcus Semien trade, the last trade the Rangers are going to make. I still think that there could be some more shakeups and guys who we think might be in certain spots who might not even be in the organization when spring training rolls around.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I also feel like we're in a place where you cannot rule out a Corey Seager trade, can you?
So I don't think you can rule it out just from the standpoint of, like, what if a team is just super desperate and they give you an offer that you absolutely cannot refuse, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this is on the table. I don't think that Corey Seager is like, it's clear just based on the timing of this, the Rangers were active and aggressive in considering a trade for Marcus Semien. Perhaps if that was not something they could execute, they would feel more urgency to move, you know, another contract. But because they executed the Marcus Semien trade, my guess is that They're not going to be actively looking to trade Corey Seager. And if they truly are trying to win in 2026, and the Marcus Semien trade would indicate that they are, right? They didn't just trade him and hope that they got some, you know, financial relief. They got a really good player in return. It would be really tough to justify for a team that has lacked offensively the last 2 years trading your best offensive player if you are trying to win, unless, again, like I said, there's that no-brainer deal that gets put in front of you. But I don't think they're actively shopping him the way that, you know, perhaps has been reported.
Well, Jared, the moment that Kevin had right there at the beginning of this whole thing, somebody texted in and said, this is like watching Mike eating snacks while Jared was pouring his heart and soul out for the Rangers World Series victory. Jared's trying to talk about his charity, and Kevin runs over his mic line. And
so,
that was glorious.
Jared, here's the thing. It had gotten to a situation where I couldn't hold my head up at a normal level anymore because I had twisted the microphone cord up in the chair so much. So sorry if I derailed any of your momentum. We obviously love you, and we love your charity.
Well, I love you guys. Hey, is Flula coming on this year?
11:45.
Yeah, he'll be on 11:45.
Okay. What a day for Kevin. The two favorite things. He loves Germans, and he's at RJ Duke's, and he loves Duke. I mean, what a perfect day for Kevin.
Thank you.
Hi, Jared.
Man, and then, oh, yeah.
And Derek Collins says
Derek
hi.
Derek Collins here, too, but we got to go. all right, thank you very much.
Hey buddy. Good to talk to you.
Hey, text
you
Derek Collins and ask him. Hey!
Indeed, they are.
Text okay, Derek and ask him if he thinks.
I'll send you Derek's number.
They're going to trade Corey Seager. All right, see you later,
we're
Jared.
Trade him.
All right.
I guess he didn't care.
It's the only goodbye you needed.
Yeah.
Hanging up the phone.
Never mind.
Click.
See you, Jared. All right.
He was offended by you and your microphone situation.
That's fair. Like I said, I thought I was going to strangle myself. Coming up next, we move into hour number four. We bring in Eric Chiafalo, but also we fire up the Campus Connection. A sad day for UNT football. The most underrated rivalry week matchups and previewing A&M Texas. All of it next live from RJ Dukes.
Yeah.
On 105.3 The Fan.
Wahoo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.